98.7 FM right here in New Orleans. What's happening, Boudin Man?
I don't know. I hear Robert Parker.
Do you?
Singing barefoot.
Really? With some feedback in the headphones there? We got a lot of new equipment. But, man, oh, man, AJ, I've been so excited this whole week reading your blog on the OZ website, just thinking about Never Records doing its final appearance, its final installation right here where it all started on the kitchen sink, Wednesday night, 10 to 12 set with AJ and Double A. Little self-promotion right there. So this is going to be a great 2 hours. I think y'all know what's going on here. Ted Reederer in from the great state of New York. We hope everybody's doing well up there. Everything
yeah, so
okay?
So do I.
Well, you'll find out when you get home, I suppose. Yeah. But Ted's been down here for over a month, recording all day long, every day, 841 Carondelet, correct?
Yeah, from 10 a.m. to 2 a.m., pretty much.
And capturing the sounds, the music, the spoken word, the whole deal going on in New Orleans. And Never Records will have left its mark on this town, and hopefully you're going to come back for round two at some point, but we'll have to see. So why don't we get into some music, and then I know we're going to do some talking tonight, but let's play some music, and I'm not going to ask you to explain Never Records again. Don't worry.
No, please don't. I won't. Do it again.
All right. Well, you're listening to the greatest station in the whole wide world, WWOZ 90.7 FM, right here in the Crescent City. And if you're on the World Wide Web, it's WWOZ.org. Very special guest, Ted Reederer, in the studio, Never Records.
This happened last Sunday night, last official. This is actually the last official session. I had some Mardi Gras Indian queens come in, and they laid it down. They probably played for over an hour, and I recorded most of it. And probably the sweatiest session as far as people getting into it. There was sweat on everybody's face, including mine. It was a beautiful moment and the most perfect way to end my little stint here. So here we go. That's the Burning Spear, Mardi Gras Indians. Here we go.
Down on that. WOZ on the radio, 90.7, and I got mangoes.
WWOZ 90.7 FM in New Orleans, in case you thought you might have hit the wrong channel there. And Ted, special guest in the studio with us tonight. Is it Ted Reedner?
Reederer. I noticed that you spelled my name differently at every picture on the blog.
Must be that boudin kicking in,
That's
man.
Right.
That turkey cheese.
So that was Trom Drone. What's the story with that one, Ted?
That's a guy named Slag Ice, and he came in one morning. I think that was my first session of that particular day. And does breathing exercises, holding a microphone up to the bell. And he's got one of those Echoplexes or one of those weird analog pedals. And he kind of describes it as meditation. So
sounds like the river boats blowing their horns going by. Pretty darn cool.
I think AJ was trying to get me to record the Calliope, but I think this is better.
AJ's got the Calliope already. He wanted your spin on it, but... special guest in the studio tonight, Ted Reederer from Never Records, who
Woo-hoo!
Has spent the last month on Carondelet Street recording really every type of music.
Or noise, actually.
Or noise.
Or noise.
Or something as
oral histories, everything.
Right? And,
anything goes.
And, you know, I said that I wasn't going to ask Ted what it's all about, but here's what it's all about. This is my opinion, and if you want to correct me, Ted, you know, Ted was telling us about how we're not in touch anymore. Ted was talking about how the social networks are really not that social, and the record store as a meeting place, as a cultural center in some ways for shaping the youth of today... of this great world of ours, you know, it's really going away. And
it's gone, I think.
Well, kind of.
Except for Euclid and a bunch of other cool
places
in this town.
And New Orleans is kind of an anomaly where we still have thriving record stores here. And there are, you know, it's not like it used to be with the big chains downtown, but we have some great places for music. And what Ted has done, and not just here in Derry, Ireland, and in London...
Liverpool.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Where's my fact checker, AJ? And has really invited all these musicians and artists of all kinds to come in and, you know, record what they're doing.
One track, right. Under 10 minutes, preferably, although I did break the rules a couple times.
Right, you have to.
And then we make two copies of that recording onto vinyl right in the store. So the store only has records that have been made in the store. And right now it's inscrutable like that. I don't have any urge or desire, although I have a lot of demand for making the stuff available online.
Right.
I like to keep it a little inscrutable right now. And you have to listen to the records in the store or on OZ.
Right, because we've been playing some of them. And, you know, it's been what a treat to have something as special as this is. I was going to say unique, and that's not – it's more than unique. This is art. It's not just the music that you're making here. The whole concept, if you even want to call it that, is it's really something totally different and really, really incredible. And that's,
well, one of the,
you know,
calling it art is great because this isn't a festival. We're not charging anybody anything. So right. I was able to get everything donated or pledged and before, so I didn't. No one has to worry about that.
Right,
stuff.
Right. Which we can't even talk about anyway. So that's perfect.
Exactly.
That's great.
But I do need to thank a couple of people.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
And throughout the show, because this was really a community event, and it wouldn't have happened. I mean, we were working on it 2 years to get it down here from the first time we were on OZ.
Right.
Back
right.
in January 2011, I think it was. On this very show, we played some stuff from Liverpool.
That's right.
But the first person I really, the most important person I have to thank is one of the most beautiful women I know, Rose Devitt, up there in New York.
Right on.
And she has to put up with me getting ready for the show, and then she has to put up with me being all depressed after the show. So she's the number one thank you. And then, of course, you guys. AJ's been bringing me care packages every week of turkey cheese and Thibodeau jerky.
Well, you know, I was saying, the bayou, there's nothing like the people down here, and hopefully, you know, we're making it so you want to come back. So we'll see.
Yeah, well,
I'm coming back for you, Ted. We're baiting the trap, man.
Exactly.
And then one last round of thank yous. I got to thank Jonathan Ferrara, who worked so hard to bring this down here, and Nick Mayer and Jessica Bride. They made this happen, and they just really wanted to see something like Never Records happen in this town, and this town is going to do all right if they got people like that.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Look, we're going to talk more about that later, but let's jump back into the music because they don't want to hear the AJ, AA, and Ted talk show. But, Ted, let's set up the next track because another beauty thing of New Orleans is the people you meet. Are we going to play Miss Nola?
Yeah, absolutely. This is the open mic sort of house band came in and found us from Buffa's.
And we actually
played a bunch of Never Records people went down on a Halloween Wednesday and played. It was amazing. Two musicians from the UK, Connor O'Kane, the Techno Peasant, which we'll play some of him later, hopefully, and SJ Downs, which I also would love to play some later, actually performed at Buffa's because Miss Nola came in. And so it was that great sort of synchronicity right. of like, this is what happens when you open yourself up. All these great connections happen. And that's what the project's all about, really.
Beautiful.
And joining us in the studio tonight is my cuyon from down the bayou, man, Michael Abear from Miss Nola. So let's hit him with that, man. Play
some music.
This
song's called Burgundy Street or Down on Burgundy Street?
Burgundy.
Oh, Burgundy. Sorry. Excuse me. I'm from New York.
WWOZ 90.7 FM right here in New Orleans on the web. It's WWOZ.org.
Miss Nola featuring Leah Rose Wilson on violin, Gardenia Moon on piano, Rob Crawford on harmonica, and Michael Abear on guitar. She
get together, you wouldn't cool them with the fame. Down on the right hand of the street, there was a white house with blue shutters. And she lives in the Marigny down on Burgundy Street. And when she gets cooking, turning up the heat. She lives in the Marigny down on Burgundy Street.
I am the most beautiful man in the world. And I will make love to every single beautiful girl. I traveled the world green and blue. I found myself sitting next to you. I offered to take your hand. You said to me, I am your man. So I am the most beautiful man in the world. And I will make love to every single beautiful girl. A dollar lays on the ground. I pick it up for you. You take it from my hand. I am a dollar new. So I am the most beautiful man in the world. And I will make love to every single beautiful girl.
Arabella, Arabella.
That was a special request from AJ to play that one.
Yeah. I think she wrote that. Well, no, we know she didn't write that about me because she told us who she wrote that about, huh?
Yeah, I think it was about an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, but the good beauty part, Ted, you went up to the boyfriend she's got now and said...
I said, I can't believe she wrote that song about you. That's horrible. Like, talk about passive aggressive, you know? Here's a song I wrote about my boyfriend because I was mad at him.
Joining us, Ted from Never Records. We just going to stick to Ted. with Never Records, and we spending some of the... fruit of his labor in New Orleans, man.
130 plus recordings done
in how many
weeks?
Days? In 28 weeks. Days, basically. Yeah. Never Records, is there a website or stuff? I thought I got a link to something on Ustream today, but it wasn't there.
Yeah,
there
we turned that off. We started talking a lot of trash, so we had to turn off the website.
Okay. Are there any places that people can go to in the web world to find more information?
Keeping with the theme of inscrutability, there really isn't very many places. My website, secretshape.com, has some stuff, and I usually write a little summation or a piece about what town I've done, and New Orleans was just so wonderful and so special that I have a lot to say about how great it was. I might get emotional now and start crying. I mean, I also haven't slept in 4 weeks, so it's okay. I'd like to curl up on AJ's shoulder and just weep softly.
He'll go for that later.
As long as you keep playing records, man, you know, I'll let you do it. And Ted, let's keep in the music vein, or let's keep the music rolling. What we got queued up next, man? Give us a little story about it.
This is a really cool one. So as my confidence level has built with the lathe, I've cut over like 700 records in the past 2 years. I started to play around in New Orleans a bit more. So this band was, they were really game for something crazy. So we recorded the drums onto its own track, cut it to vinyl at 45, and then played it back at 33 on my crappy standalone player. That's and then we did some overdubs over that, and I think it came out so cool. It's in that that Vega Suicide kind of vein.
Cool.
So check it out. This is called Whom Do You Work For? I don't know the name of the track, but...
And the name of the band is?
Whom Do You Work For?
Whom Do You Work For, AJ?
All right. I don't work, so
never,
I don't work for nobody.
Never Records.
Who I get my check from, though.
90.7 FM, New Orleans.
Get around the in-between. in a Sundance rig by the ATM. She stood out like a sweet aspen, twice as old as the Rocky Hills, young and clear as heather and bells. Well, we both allowed, now was her when, time to walk and talk again. Past the ghost estates and the off the plans, we found a virgin patch of land. You told me how you felt these days about the crazy winding haze, the time of change you dragged me through, or a double bubble special brew. Like the cinnabar moth loves the boohle and bwee, if you lose first time, make it best of three. Like the running fox loves the chasing hound, if you lose the pack, you might find your ground. And we kissed goodbye when I drove you back to your wee white car, slack to the job you hate that you're going to quit, as she chased the peace of a life that fits. Like the cinnabar moth loves a boohle and bwee, if you lose first time, make it best of three. Like the running fox loves the chasing hound, if you lose the pack, you might find your ground.
WWOZ, man, that was sweet there, Ted.
Yeah, isn't that great? That's this guy named Techno Peasant, aka Connor O'Kane, who's been tearing up New Orleans over the past 2 weeks.
Now, that was the guy that was on Sam's show?
Yeah, he played 3 hours from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. I don't think he slept that night, and then he played at the Hi-Ho later. He was sleeping on his feet.
That's what happens down here. Special guest in the studio with us tonight, Ted Reederer.
Woohoo!
From Never Records. He's actually from New York, but he has been down here for over a month recording all sorts of amazing talent in the New Orleans, or downtown New Orleans on Carondelet. And what you're hearing tonight, every single track has been recorded right here. And
Cut
to vinyl on site.
Except for that last one, because I ran out of vinyl.
Well, we were talking about this. The way it works is you have a lathe, and you are like they made those old Robert Johnson records back in Dallas.
Pro Tools.
But now with Pro Tools. But right to vinyl, makes two copies, one for the quote-unquote store.
Right.
And then one for the artist. And then you do make a digital copy as well. And what's the deal with that?
Well, I let the artists have the digital copy and do whatever they want with it. And I've had a lot of bands release their Never record, which I think is cool. And I encourage them to do it because, you know, we're taking the money out of music and out of arts. And we're, what do you have left? This beautiful fellowship and sharing of the things that we all love.
Right.
And people are getting like really interesting spins on their song that they do because, you know, they're not doing it because there's some A&R person in the audience or because they think they're going to like get signed because they can't get signed by a record label that doesn't exist. So,
right.
So like Connor has been to, this is his third Never Records. I met him in Derry, Ireland, which we did in May 2011, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually brings me a bottle. He's a horticulturist. He teaches horticulture in Donegal. And he's brought me a bottle of homemade wine with every Never Records. So he brought me rhubarb wine this time in New Orleans.
How'd they let him get that across the border? Anyway, well, I mean, so basically we could talk about every single tune, but we're not going to do that. We're going to play a lot more here in the hour and few minutes that we have.
Oh, it's going by so fast. I know, fast.
But what so a fast. Treat. Ted from Never Records in the studio with AJ and AA tonight, bookending a two-year journey for Ted and Never Records, starting with an appearance on this show, and you know, we're finishing up very strong,
yeah.
And hopefully this will just be chapter one.
And I would just like to say my wholehearted thanks to the city of New Orleans and all the musicians. Everybody's thanks me for giving them a free recording, but I feel like I'm the one who's getting this beautiful thing for free. I can't even tell you the outpouring of support, the emails, people bringing me food. This really was a marathon session, and I couldn't have done it without all my buddies coming back. People I recorded would come back and visit. Our final night, we had a almost 70-person jam session on the street on Carondelet, outside of Carondelet. All kinds of instruments, trombone, harmonica, bass drum. It was just epic, and people sung me off. And mm-hmm. I love everyone. I love everyone that came through the door.
Wow.
Even the crazy people.
Yeah. You got to love them a little more sometimes.
So we're going to play Wasted Lives next, a song called Big Iron Skillet.
And that's on Turntable 1?
Yeah.
WWOZ, 90.7 FM, New Orleans.
Cause I'm gonna teach you wrong. Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Buddy, can you spare me a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare me a dime? Of that Yankee doodle-eater. Well, half a million boots go marching through hell. I was a kid with a drum. Why don't you remember? He called me Al, said it was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal now, buddy. Can you spare me a dime? Buddy, can you spare me a dime?
WWOZ.
90.7 FM, New Orleans, and online at WWOZ.org.
Get off that skateboard, Double A.
I'm having too much fun.
You're going to hurt yourself, man.
I know. Never Records taking over the OZ studios tonight. Ted Reederer just finishing up a huge, huge month-long run in the Crescent City and playing absolutely everything. Unfortunately, we can't do absolutely everything he did, but everything you hear tonight was recorded at 841 Carondelet in the last 5 weeks. And, you know, obviously, as you can hear, a real cross-section of what is New Orleans.
Yeah, I didn't curate it at all. I just put out a call, and I filled the calendar. I didn't even look at what people were going to bring in. So.
Well, there were a couple of tracks we played in there, and we haven't been great with telling y'all what we've been playing. Oh, so let me go back for a minute here. And actually, what you're hearing right now is one of the non-musical things that went on at Never Records, skateboarding.
Yeah,
right?
So
in the studio or on the street, where did you do this?
Well, this is some real American vernacular music right here. This is when I was leaving the shop the other night. Was it the other night? I guess it was.
Must have been.
There were some sweaty skateboard kids peering through the window, and they said, "Hey, can we come in, check it out?" And I said, "Sure." Got to talking. I said, "You guys want to make a record?" And they're like, "Yeah." So we set up mics, and they just skateboarded around the store. It was
hilarious.
Beautiful moment. They were the only people in the CBD.
Oh, that is
great. That's New Orleans right there.
That's one of those. There's a few sections of town at night where there really is nothing happening, and the CBD can be one of those places. There are a few little spots if you know where to find them. Let me tell you what we've played here, and then we'll get to the live wear in a minute, y'all. So please hang out. But hang out with us for another hour before you go out. Got the whole thing started off, of course, with Lee Scratch Perry doing 10 to 12 from Return of Django, and then some Lee Allen. Rocking at Cosmos, our ode to Billy Dell. Where you at, Dell?
Where you at, Dell? You coming to the game Sunday, huh?
Even better. Then we got it started off right. Some Indian Red, the Burning Spear, Mardi Gras Indian Queens. Some Slag Ice with Trom Drone. Miss Nola doing Burgundy Street. Where you at, A-Bear? Arabella Arabella with The Most Beautiful Man in the World. For Whom Do You Work? And we're just calling that a Never Records recording.
For whom do you work?
I'm sorry. It's the Techno Peasant, and I'm not even going to try to...
try it.
Buchalambui?
Buchalambui.
Buchalambui. Whatever that means.
It's a flower.
Wasted Lives doing Big Iron Skillet. SJ Downs. Brother... Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? And we finished it off with The Beams with Shoe to Drop. And SJ Downs and the Techno Peasant are repeat offenders, as we like to say, Never Records veterans. And SJ Downs with that Brother, Can You Spare a Dime followed you all the way here. What's the story?
Yeah, I mean, Stu, as he's affectionately known to his friends in on Burgundy Street.
Right.
Did I say it right?
Yes.
He's been to every Never Records. So he's been to Liverpool. That's where I met him. Then he went to Derry, then London, and now New Orleans. And let me tell you, he had the trip of his life. He's a Mississippi Delta blues guy. Also a little ragtime, I think we just heard. And he came to the Mississippi. So for this is like him going up to Ganges, really.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Wow.
So Never Records, if that's all I ever do... That's enough for me.
If you've been able to motivate someone to go to one of the places that he's dreamed about, I mean, not a bad deal, Ted.
Yeah, and I think he's listening in Birmingham, England.
If he's up early. All right,
I know I got friends in Brooklyn right now. My friend Allison just texted me a photo. There's a big snowstorm in New York.
Oh, no.
My heart goes out to all my friends in New York. I'll be home soon.
Now, Ted, did this project save you from the storm?
The project did save me from the storm.
It did.
And I left a lot of people... doing a lot of cleanup that I need to get in and help out with.
Let's dedicate tonight's show to them. How's that?
Yeah, of course.
Everybody.
My guys at the gallery where I work, they've been in the muck.
Yeah, we unfortunately we can all relate. So we hope everybody's getting themselves back together up there as quickly and as sanely as possible.
I'm going to bring a lot of New Orleans love back.
Please do. Well, let's hit you with the live wire.
And I we'll rack them up for a second hour.
Second hour, Never Woo-hoo. Records. Oh, and I have a quick shout out to my wife's Caroline's friend, Dennis, listening tonight. Hope you're enjoying a true kitchen sink experience. A little bit of everything. I know Z. Special guest in the studio tonight, Ted Reederer, Never Records, final performance for 2012. Well, maybe not for 2012,
yeah,
but
you never know.
You never know. WWOZ 90.7 FM. Here's the live wire.
Hope you're feeling better, Scone.
This is your WWOZ Live Wire music calendar for Wednesday, November 7th. Brought to you by the Old New Orleans Rum, distilling award-winning rums locally since 1996. Bank Street Bar hosts Major Bacon at 9. Blue Nile, as Sound Man presents at 8, plus Gravity A at 10. BMC presents Blues for Sale at 8, plus Zena Moses and Rufaya at 11. Bombay Club features Monty Banks at 6. Carousel Lounge Hotel Montleon has Sasha Mazikowski Quartet at 8. Checkpoint Charlie hosts T-Bone Stone and the Happy Monsters at 7, plus Jamie Hill Band at 11. Cheeky Wawa features Mashiya Lake and Tom McDermott at 8. The Cove at the University of New Orleans Lakefront hosts Ted Ludwig, presented by the Jazz at the Sandbar series at 7. DBA has Washboard Jazz Blues Trio at 7, plus Walter Wolfman Washington and the Roadmasters at 10. Dos Jefes presents Sarah Gromko at 9:30. Evangeline II features the St. Claude Serenaders at 7, plus Annie O'Doherty at 9:30. Soul's Jazz Pub has Chuck Brackman and Barry Foulon at 9. House of Blues, the Parish, hosts Currency's Jet Lounge at 11. The Irish House presents Open Sea Shanty Sing at 7. Irvin Mayfield iClub JW Marriott has Brassaholics at 9. And Irvin Mayfield's Jazz Playhouse hosts Kapori Woods at 5 and Irvin Mayfield's No Joe Jam at 8. Cary Irish Pub presents Beth Patterson at 9. Maple Leaf features Corey Leday and his Zydeco Band at 10:30. Mid City Lane's Rock and Bowl has Clockwork Elvis at 8:30. Mojito's Rum Bar and Grill hosts Lady Butterfly at 6 and The Business at 9:30. New Orleans Healing Center presents Cat Walker at 8. New Orleans Jazz National Historical Park at the Old U.S. Mint hosts Armand St. Martin for Piano Hour at noon. Old Point Bar features Open Mic Night with Kim Cantwell at 6:30. One Eye Jacks has White Denim plus Maps and Atlases plus Mac DeMarco at 9. Palm Court Jazz Cafe hosts Palm Court Jazz Band with Lars Ettergren and Topsy Chapman at 7. Preservation Hall presents the Preservation Hall Jazz Band with Mark Bro at 8. Snark Harbor hosts Delphia Marsalis and the Uptown Jazz Orchestra at 8 and 10. Spotted Cat Music Club has Orleans 6 at 6, and St. Louis Slim and the Frenchman Street Jug Band at 10. Three Muses presents Hot Club of New Orleans at 7, and Vaso hosts Charlie Little Star and Friends at 6, Eric Gordon's Lazy Boys at 8, and Mario Abney Quintet with Black Pearl and Gian Smith at 11. Tomorrow morning, you can catch Duke Hiker's Steamboat Stompers on the Steamboat Natchez at 11:30 a.m. The WWOZ Live Wire is brought to you at the top of each odd hour. For an expanded listing, visit our website at wwoz.org. And to get your gig into the Live Wire music calendar, email events at wwoz.org. You know what you got to do, baby. Get out there, support, and enjoy some live local music.
I'm